A number of undocumented immigrants testified before Connecticut lawmakers on Friday in support of legislation to tighten state laws that prohibit local law enforcement from collaborating with ICE. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Christian Kozayatl of New Haven spoke through an interpreter. He says he was involved in a minor car accident on I-91, and a state trooper who responded called ICE.
Two men came out of those vans wearing vests that said ICE. One of them asked me if I had DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. I said no. The state trooper then handed me over to the immigration agents, who made me go in one of the vans and took me to Hartford.
David McGuire of the ACLU of Connecticut argues that federal law does not require state troopers to do that. He says that's why it's necessary to tighten the 2013 Connecticut Trust Act.
The idea was to prevent local law enforcement from collaborating with Immigration Customs Enforcement, specifically focusing on the detention and transportation of folks that ICE wanted to pick up.
Republicans on the Judiciary Committee argue that the new legislation is unnecessary. They say immigration policy should be handled by the federal government. Ebong Udama, WSH News.